God, you are a good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little. I put you in charge of much. Come, celebrate with me. Coming from Matthew 25:23. Thank you for giving 100% to the apportionment covenant in 2021 to the Western North Carolina Conference. Memorial United Methodist Church, Highport, North Carolina Conference, the Western North Carolina Conference Bishop, Bishop Dr. Kenneth H. Carter. Give yourselves a hand and also give Tina a hand for sending that person again. We receive this and we will put this on the wall in a frame. So again, thank you very much. Let us pray. Good morning, Lord, and to your Son, Jesus the Christ. First, we want to thank you for watching over us since the last time that you allowed us to come into this sacred place. We thank you for the sun that beamed through our winter pains early this morning. We thank you for the food that nourished our bodies. But we also thank you for leading and guiding us to this house. Now I ask that you come in order that I can be removed so that the Holy Ghost can come and speak. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers, I invite you now to pray with me on the sermon topic for the morning, Wrong Prescription Written for the Sick. Wrong Prescription Written for the Sick. This morning, on the 26th day of June 2022, the world in which we live is feeding the flock wrong information. And it's beginning to cause sickness, death in the Christian community. New doctrines, new revelations, new rules, new goals are springing up all around us on a daily basis in books, in the media, radio, television, and all of the Bible. The Bible clearly warns the living body of Christ that in the last days, strange doctrines will come for introducing sometimes another Jesus, another spirit, another song, and another gospel. Paul calls together the elders of the church, and he has final words to these in this meeting. I know this, that after my departure, some grievous wolves will enter in among you, not coming to be with you, and not even coming to spare the flock. Also of your own selves shall men and women arise, speaking things to draw your attention away from Jesus Christ. While ministering to the church, Paul had established a fear that would last to his dying days. By the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. This type of fear was that of false teachers coming in to deceive to the church during that time and even today in 2022. Telling you and advising you that I can take care of you. But my sisters and brothers, let me remind you that there is nobody take care of us like Jesus Christ. The one who remains high and looks low, the one who watches over us. Not just some nights, but every night. The one who allows us to rise early in the morning so that we can see another day, nourishing our bodies, giving us strength in order that we can make it from day to day, week to week, but there's nobody. Let's get an understanding here that can rock you even when you're down at your lowest bottom in life like Jesus Christ. Wrong prescriptions written for the sick. In our communities, among our millennials, among youth people, in schools or colleges and universities, wrong professors are giving wrong assignments. I'm not talking about academic assignments. I'm talking about things that deals with morals and teaching. I'm talking about things in which we as Christians claim when we join the church, what we believe, but yet we're moving in a mighty wrong direction. It is not the church. It's not the choir. It's not the council. But as people and amongst the people, something is not right.
All right.
And I think the issue is that people want a quick fix. Mm-hmm. But the Bible that I read says that they that wait on the Lord, you don't get weak up, but you shall renew.
That's right.
You shall mount up.
Yeah.
Wrong prescriptions written for the sick. Paul was afraid that some teacher by the name of Satan, who was among the meeting, would come between his disciples and their devotion to Jesus Christ. Paul's goal was to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and present every spiritual child to his pure, unspotted, holy, and righteous, rooted and grounded in the Word. Paul wanted to see the church stand before his throne with assurance, knowing you have given them the whole counsel of God. They that were not tossed about by every wind and wave of doctrine, not deceived by the doctrines of demons. They that came through every test and trial with the Word of God hidden in their hearts. Paul knew it was right that the Corinthians were too acceptable of false teachings. Teachers who were saying, you are too open, too willing to listen, too anxious to hear something new. It's nothing wrong with something new. But make sure in the newness that Jesus Christ is in the midst. What is happening when people don't think enough of people and tell them what they should do with their own mind and their own body? Something is wrong with the picture when people try to divert people from the attention of the cross, trying to get people's attention instead of looking at the cross without his God.
All right.
According to scriptures today, God's word says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The living church today needs to be aware of any gospel that diverts you from single-minded devotion with Jesus Christ. In other words, it's anything that's going to take your attention off of serving Jesus Christ. Paul warns us that Satan will somehow transform himself
into an angel in a light and become a teacher. That's why it's very important that you should be able to detect when Jesus and the Spirit is telling you something versus somebody else who's telling you something. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? It's a nice day today. You don't have to go to church. You can go to the pool. You can go to the park. It's a nice day to church. It's a nice day. You don't have to go to church today because they're not going to miss you. No way. It's a nice day. Why don't you take a day off and ride through the neighborhood? Run through the neighborhood. That's one voice. But there's another voice that's saying, I need you to come to the house and be a witness what I have done for you this past week. I need you to come to the house and through the songs of Zion, set my house on fire. I need you to come to the house, just give me 1 hour. As long as I have been with you, when you called on me, I was there. I just need you to come to the house.
Yes, sir.
And maybe when you come to the house, you might not be feeling your best, but when you get out and put your foot on holy ground, maybe something might start moving in you. I just need you to come to the house. I need you to tell young people that you want to swag, come in and swag in my house. I need you to tell somebody who's an inactive member, let me come by and pick you up. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And take you to church. Uh-huh. I need to remind you that a decision was presented to the world that I made on Friday. It's not over. Because the Bible says that the last word comes from God.
Amen.
The Bible says, I made people, and I will take care of you. The Bible says that in spite of what was said, and in spite of what you're going through this morning, whatever the test may be,
yes,
I will take care
of you.
Thank you. Be careful now how people want to change something that I put in place. But I hear the word of Jesus saying that God is the greatest power. And we have to continue to trust and obey. Because there's no other way to have it than to trust and obey. People are in the world, and I have seen it from a childhood to an adult, changing the rules. But I've also seen Jesus Christ come in the midst and turn it around. The Lord has spoken. Let the church say amen. The Lord has spoken in the time of sickness. Let the church say amen. The Lord has spoken. That's why that song was wrote down here. Lord, Lord, I want to be a Christian. Listen to what the word says in my heart. Lord, Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart. Then there's another verse that I love. Lord, I want to be like Jesus. Lord, have mercy in my heart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if your heart is not right,
thank you.
How are you going to be like Jesus?
Amen.
If you don't have a loving heart, how are you going to be like Jesus?
Yes, sir.
If you don't have a forgiving heart, how are you going to be like Jesus? The true gospel is concerned with your heart. But out of it comes the issue of life. Paul says, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Mm-hmm. We must understand this morning that the gospel of Jesus Christ deals with the heart and changes the heart. This is the gospel that should be preached today. Three things, and then I'm going to let you go. One, be aware of any gospel that diverts you from single-minded devotion to Jesus Christ. There can be no devotion to Christ without a walk of holiness.
All right.
Without a walk of holiness. Now, a walk of holiness is a different from a walk in the YMCA or Gold's Gym. It's different from a walk out of the neighborhood. But a walk of holiness is that when the world sees you, they should say that that sister or that brother is a follower of Jesus Christ. When the world sees you, if you're walking in holiness,
yes,
then you should be able to project love. And people should have to wonder if you are a loving person. When you walk in holiness, when you get up here like this pastor did this morning and start reminding us, I call up pastor. I know you're not quite cheating no pastor. I call up pastor.
Yes, sir.
Because when she got up, she didn't just get up and say,
mine.
But she got up with fire. Because when you're walking in holiness and you think about what Jesus has done for you, something starts moving in a mighty spirit.
Amen.
And it's good as Jesus has been to all of us. Not some of us, but all of us. Some people are afraid to show that. I wasn't here. But so many people told me that Jesus sent a young lady here last Sunday to open up the doors of the church, to do the call of the worship, and with his atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
I understand that God used him in a mighty mysterious way.
Yes, sir.
But don't get mad at my brother and say, I won't do it again because he called me out.
All right.
But I'm serious. The world is being tricked by people. Uh-huh. If we're not careful, we'll fall down to the hole and begin to wonder what is going on.
Uh-huh.
Talk about and listen to Jesus. Read, understand his word. That's why Bible study is so important. That's why Tuesday morning is important. Because it's prayer time. And you cannot tell me nobody in this room does not need prayer. You can't convince me that nobody in this room does not need prayer. And if we can call and text and Instagram and Facebook, why can't we spend 15 or 20 minutes on a phone? It was no more than saying, I want to thank Jesus for what he has done.
Yes, sir.
And I know that you know people who are in need of prayer. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is look at the world. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Elected officials. School board members. The community. And don't forget about us.
Amen.
Because there's
power
in prayer. Amen. I'm a living witness. There's power in the time of sickness.
Yes, sir.
When you pray, he will lift you up. There's power in prayer. In the time when you're in school, when you're into a rainstorm. Hell and like garbage. Could not see. But some said, put your flashes on and cut your speed down. That's what we need to do. We need to put our flashes on and slow it down just a little bit. And all through the storm, I could barely see. I didn't pull over. But I could hear that song that I sung as they were taking my mother's casket out of St. Francis. Lead me, God. Along the way. For if you leave me, I will not go astray. Lord, if you take your hand from me, where in the world would I be? But if you just lead me, God, along the way.
Yes, sir.
And when I got past Asheville, and into Canada, the sun came up. And that's how life is sometimes. And it gets dark, weary when we can't see. But morning, if you just hold on to God's unchanging, everything will be all right. So listen to Jesus. Read and understand the living word. Talk about Christ on Sunday. Open up your ears on Monday. Clear your eyes on Tuesday. Digest the living word on Wednesday. Live by the word on Thursday. And tell others about the real word on Friday.
All right.
Give him your heart on Saturday.
All right.
Change your way of living right now.
Amen.
Lord, change me. Lord, use me. Lord, teach me. How should I live correctly? So my sisters and brothers, don't let this world give you the wrong prescription. My young people, when you're not feeling well, don't go to the wrong store and get something that you think is going to make me feel better. But you need to go to the real store. Where's the real store? It's a store that you can't see. Where's the real store where the pharmacist has already been invited when he said, all power is in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Where's the real store that writes the prescription?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about a prescription when you call on the store in the wee hours of the morning. The doctor was there. And he wrote a prescription, and after taking this medicine, all of a sudden, the headache started easing up. You felt a little bit. I'm talking about a doctor when your heart was broken and shattered into pieces. He said everything is going to be all right. Hold on, the Sunday is coming. So my sisters and brothers, as we are now in the summer season, don't let your mind be diverted from single-minded with devotion. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
At this time, the doors of the church are open. And I'm going to ask Freddie if she can play some soft music. Something is getting ready to happen here. And I want some soft music in the background. The doors of the church, if there's anyone here who is not a member of the faith community, will you come? We have, God has sent a group of young people who want to be candidates for baptism. They will come down.
Glory.
At this time. The Lord is getting ready to move.
Amen.
I feel the fire burning.
Hallelujah.
If there's anyone who is interested in joining the church, you will come at this time. Let's give God a hand. Let us pray. Still, Lord God, we come to you on this day. We come to say thank you. We come to say hallelujah for all that you have done. We just give give you thanks for this day. We thank you for your service and who you have sent to this house to be members and who are requesting baptism at this time. We ask you to be with all of our sick and shedding members who on the